It's Al Green and Let's Stay Together by your bedside, on your wards and in your departments, and on your DAB radio up in the northeast. And lovely to have your company this morning, it really is. And now, energy is a very, very big topic at the moment in the UK. A new research from energy company Wattstore has found that 72% of the public wants a clearer, more robust plan, and that's from the government, that's for reducing energy bills. Now, it comes as Chancellor Rachel Reeves has been criticised for some of the policies announced in last week's autumn budget. And joining me this morning to discuss the research and also the need, that's to renewable energy solutions for UK businesses, is Kevin Ball from Wattstore. Kevin, a very good morning. Welcome to Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Good morning, Dennis, and very, very happy to be here. Good to speak to you.
What's your research suggests that the public is most worried about going into winter?
Well, as you can guess, then it's energy bills. I mean, the public is looking for action right now on energy prices, and the government and the energy industry is on this huge transition to change the whole way we generate and use energy. And in the short term, you know, energy prices haven't come down enough to the public. They are coming down. They are coming down from those terrible highs of a few years ago. But yeah, the public's impatient to see lower costs coming through from this transition that we're all talking about in the industry. And now, that was the main feedback from the survey. And it was good to remind ourselves in business that, you know, we're getting our head down and doing what we can, but the people are looking at the electricity bills on the map, and that's where they want to see the improvement. And that's going to be the challenge for the government, is to push that transition onto the electricity bills and bring them down.
But it's not just the energy prices, it's the standing charges. That really gets my goat. I'm sorry, but it really does. They always increase the standing charges along with the price.
Yeah, it's something I think Ofgem are going to have to grapple with over the next few years, is that it's an historical basis of the way our industry has been structured. When it was privatised back in 1990, they split the system into different components, and standing charges came through that sort of organisation of the system. And I think as the country gets more sustainable with its own energy sources, that's something I think the government will look at in the longer term. But the short term, yes, we've all got standing charges, and if we save energy at home, we still have the standing charges there at the bottom of the bill. But I think that will change over the medium term as the system improves.
Now, energy is a big part of reaching net zero. Are we on track for 2050?
Well, in the business, many of us professionals sort of think we are, if you like, on the inside. But the public was 50-50. Only half of the public thought we would reach the net zero target, and half didn't think we would. So the jury is out at the moment, and we've had a stutter. I think we've had a bit of delay and pause over the previous government. And now everyone's waiting to see whether we're picking up the pace again and whether we can get to that lofty goal. It's going to be difficult, but I believe there's enough technology, there's enough innovation in this country to get there. But the jury's out. We're at this critical point where we're 25 years to go. We've got to put our foot down now and get moving on it.
But whose responsibility is it to help us reach the UK, this target? Who's responsible for it?
Well, that was another interesting feedback, because it was split. The people said it's got to be half the government, roughly, and half of industry. So it's not all of industry's problem, and it's not the government can't solve it on its own either. So it's got to be a joint effort, and that's going to be the detail where the government puts its investment, where it tries to speed up planning, where it tries to unlock all the reasons industry is complaining it can't shift sooner to a net zero future. And then businesses have got to step up and also make the transition themselves. And that's the most interesting feedback on this survey, is that people still want businesses to be sustainable. I think 70% of the poll said we want to buy from businesses that are doing the right thing. So if you think about it, there's a perfect there's a circular argument coming here. If you're a business, and we deal with lots of them, if we can help them shift their own factories, their own production facilities to a renewable energy system, which is what we do on the sites of business, that will reduce their energy costs. If that reduces their energy costs, that makes their products cheaper for the consumer. The consumer is more likely to buy their product. So for businesses, it's not really an option. You're going to have to do what you can to reduce your own energy bill, and that in part is going to help drive down the costs of the whole system.
But how can UK businesses become more sustainable?
Well, it's quite simple. If you look around the country at all the rooftops we have, I don't know if you realise, 10 or 15 years ago, we didn't have solar panels in this country. There were no batteries. There were no wind turbines. We've done a hell of a lot in 10 or 15 years, but probably 95% of the rooftops around hospitals, commercial premises, distribution centres, they don't have solar panels on yet. We've got a huge way to go. So what we're doing is helping businesses install solar on their premises, on the roof, on the land around. But key to this is adding energy storage, adding batteries onto their sites. And this is important because, as people have seen already, when the wind blows and when the sun shines, we get a lot of electricity coming out of the system, and the prices for those moments tend to go down, and they go negative, as we say. So electricity becomes free for a few hours. Now, for businesses to benefit from that, they need to buy that energy when it's at low cost. We can put it into our battery storage, and then they can reuse it later when energy is more expensive. So there's a lot of changes happening to the way energy is priced, and we're helping businesses change their facilities, put in flexibility, and then they can buy energy at the cheapest times, not the most expensive times.
But do you think that companies could do more about the different tariffs that they offer?
The supply industry is itself, the electricity supply industry, it's facing a lot of challenges because it has to buy energy from generators, the market, and this whole energy mix is very, very dynamic. It's changing. So the suppliers have to try and give a business and consumers a contract, not knowing at the moment how windy it's going to be, how much sunshine we're going to have. So the suppliers are challenged in pricing electricity in the way that consumers want. So again, a lot of innovations happening in there. I think you are going to see more creative tariffs. You're seeing companies like Octopus doing lots of things with residential consumers, trying to get them to use energy at the right times. So you're going to see a lot more innovation in that area, probably to do with when you use electricity. So if you can use electricity like we do with our businesses, if you can use electricity at the cheaper periods, you're going to get benefits in your bill. That's going to be the message of the next few years. Think about when you're using it and benefit from that from tariffs from your suppliers.
Kevin, where can our listeners go for more information about what we've discussed today?
Yeah, if you want to know more about renewables and batteries and energy storage, then come to our website, wattstore.com, and there's lots of interesting information there for you.
Kevin Ball, thank you so much indeed for joining us here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio this morning from Watt Store. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And you, Dennis. Thank you very much.